up?
What's happening?
This is The Shade.
On Active FM.
On Active FM, and we are coming to the end of 2020. Like, can you believe it?
So soon. I feel like this year was taken away from us.
I feel like this year was an interesting year, but yeah. I must be honest, it wasn't a terrible year.
It wasn't.
It wasn't a terrible year.
There was lots of good stuff.
There were a lot of good stuff. And one of the things that is good about this year, which is good about every year, mm-hmm. is that we get to celebrate Christmas.
Festive season.
Right? Christmas. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And, the meaning behind Christmas, the fact that our Savior died, yes. I mean, was born, and then...
There's hope.
There is hope.
This entire year, there was trials and tribulations and challenges and all sorts of problems. But in the end, we will rise. Rose.
Yes, Tavo, thank you. Yes. All right, but we are The Shade, so we can't be here doing, like, all cute little, you know... Oh yeah, 2020 was there. We are The Shade.
Yep.
And so what we decided is we decided to do some research.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of Christmas traditions around the world.
Yes.
We are in South Africa. And I think we have a pretty similar Christmas tradition to, for example,
US,
America.
Yeah.
The only difference is here it doesn't snow, which I'm really glad about because I'm not a fan of the cold weather. So we just have hot Christmases. Generally, it rains on Christmas Day here.
Yeah.
Especially in the afternoon. But we decided to search because there actually are quite interesting traditions around the world for Christmas.
Did you know that in the earth, in the world, we have 203 countries? I did not know that until yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
What made you search that?
This whole time. No, I came across it somehow, somewhere. Don't know.
And then you're like, oh wow, that's interesting.
Like, so many countries. But that means many traditions.
Only 203.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more. Because like a country is like a country. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there are only 203 countries.
Yeah. But I'm sure there are millions and millions of cities.
Okay, yeah. Cities would be, yeah. So we're going to go through just a few of them. What the internet allowed us to find. So Tabo, give us the first weird or awkward or odd Christmas traditions.
Okay. So this first one is from a country called Norway.
Yes, Norway.
And this particular tradition is called hide your broom.
Hide your broom.
Mm.
Very weird.
Mm. Okay. Norwegians believe that Christmas Eve coincides with the arrival of evil spirits and witches.
Oh?
It is only logical then that Norwegian households hide all their brooms before they go to sleep.
So that the witches can't come and get transportation.
Mm. After all, nothing spoils Christmas quicker than finding your broom in broken pieces at the foot of a tree trashed by some joy-riding witch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that would upset Christmas a lot.
Makes sense though, because they've been cautious, you know. They want to enjoy time.
You know what? Mm. You know Christmas, you normally your family comes over, they're there for lunch,
you know,
et cetera, et cetera. And then what happens afterwards? You have to clean up, right?
Yeah.
So maybe someone by mistake knocked chips on the floor or the whatever. And now you want to go and sweep it up. Because who wants a dirty house on Christmas?
Yeah.
And now some witch came, stole your broom.
Come on.
She didn't have a license.
Yeah.
She didn't know how to drive. She flew into a tree, broke the broom, ran away. And now you find it in pieces. So best to just hide your broom and protect it from being written off.
From being wrongfully used by some unlicensed speed ignoring witch.
But I wonder if this is like a thing. Do you understand? Like,
wait,
did we hide the brooms? Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. When did you hide them? No, they found them there last year.
No!
And you know what would be freaky? Is if you woke up on Christmas Day and your broom was actually gone.
Ooh.
You'd be like, ugh.
Or on your way to hiding it, you come across the witch and she's holding it.
Oh, you're like, I charge 100 rand an hour.
I have what you want.
Wow. All right. Now, in Venezuela, right?
Mm.
So, in the week leading up to Christmas, Venezuelans attend a daily church service, which I think is pretty nice. So,
they go
to church daily.
Yeah.
And it's called early morning mass. So, they basically go for early morning mass.
Mm.
In the capital, it is customary to travel to church in roller skates.
Yay.
So they literally roller skate to church. Yay. And then it says, indeed, so widespread is the practice, many roads in the capital are closed until 8 a.m. to provide Christmas worshippers with a safe passage.
That's so cool, though.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder where that tradition came from, though.
Some infamous roller skater who
got people to go to church with him.
But because they were late and they had no cars,
they
it was only
roller
fitting
skates.
That they used roller skaters. Roller skates.
Yes. And they went.
Yeah. And they dodged the traffic.
But it actually shows how early it is, because the roads only close till 8 a.m. From
so
8 a.m. it's open.
Sure.
So that means they've gone. But it is early morning mass. Mm. So they go in the early morning. But that must be so cool. It must be dark still. And that is cool.
There with their lights.
That is very cool. We need to go to Venezuela for Christmas just to experience that.
Yeah. Obviously, we need to work out and,
you know, leg muscles. And make sure that we can use roller skates. Otherwise, we'll just watch them like, there they are. You go.
That's the granny.
Yeah, so that is Christmas in Venezuela.
Okay, now this one comes from Austria. So in Austria, St. Nicholas has an evil counterpart called Krampus.
Mm.
He's the
just
bad
to give you a heads up, so St. Nicholas is where Father Christmas came from.
For real?
Mm.
What?
So you know how, so St. Nicholas would give gifts. That's where,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Now, obviously it's like the Santa Claus. And now he is a super villain.
Ah.
Yes.
The rival.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Krampus. He is the bad cop. He's the bad cop to Saint Nick's good cop.
Mm-hmm.
A demon-like creature with one task. To punish bad children before Christmas.
That is intense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Men dressed in devil costumes roam the streets carrying chains and a basket for abducting especially bad children and hauling them to hell. It's certainly one way to keep the kids off the streets.
Hmm. That is freaky.
That is.
What are they doing in Austria?
Are they keeping the kids in?
Well, I wouldn't go out.
Sure.
I really wouldn't go out if it was me.
That is pure evil. You go outside, you see a devil man, grown man, in a devil costume. But now, the thing is, you don't know that it's a man. So you think it's a creature. And it scars you for life.
Okay, can I say, yeah, I'm going to be honest, don't laugh at me. I'm scared of like any costume. So if if there's the Oros man, I'm like, oh no, let's walk around. Because I'm just like, I'm fine, I'm cool.
For real?
Yeah, so now you don't, now the person's in a demonic costume. Oh my goodness, we're finished. That is ugly, guys. That is not the Christmas spirit.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, this one. This one's weird.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
So next time you find yourself complaining about Granny's festive Brussels sprouts, which no one would like, then spare a thought to the poor people in Greenland.
Eish.
Each Christmas, they have to tuck into matak, I think I pronounced that right, which is raw whale skin with a little blubber. And then they have another food called kiviak, which is made by wrapping an auk, which is a small Arctic bird, in seal skin, burying it for several months, and eating its decomposed flesh.
What?
What are the people in Greenland doing?
For what?
I know it's cold there and stuff, but seriously. Like, maybe they don't have turkeys. But that's fine. Surely they have chicken.
Yeah, I have chicken.
They literally are eating raw whale skin. And decomposed bird flesh.
Ooh.
Ah. And the picture's gross. The picture is just like, go search this if you want to see what it looks like. It doesn't even look nice.
Oh, man.
Why would they be doing that to themselves?
Man.
Yeah, no, we'll take the Brussels sprouts. We will definitely take the Brussels sprouts.
No complaining.
Mm-hmm.
In Ukraine, it is traditional to decorate your tree with spider webs.
Wow.
Hmm. In addition to the standard tinsel, fairy lights, and bubbles, Ukrainians like to throw an artificial spider and web on the tree as well.
They want to throw the spider as well.
Mm. The tradition has its origins in an old tale of a poor woman who couldn't afford to decorate her tree and woke on Christmas morning to discover a spider had covered it in a glorious sparkling web. It's for good luck. It's not about poor housekeeping.
Wow. I just feel like people with arachnophobia would not appreciate this Christmas tradition at all. What if... So, let's say you put the fake spider on the tree, right?
Mm.
And then a real spider gets on the tree. And then someone said, like, oh my gosh, your spider looks so lifelike.
Let me see.
They lean in to touch it and bah!
Gone.
Spider bite on Christmas Day. You're in hospital trying to get the poison out of you. Not the way to spend Christmas.
And you come back home Boxing Day with a big bump on your head.
The spider jumped to your head.
No, you touched it and it...
It jumped to your
head. Jumped
on your head, yeah. So that is intense. All right, next one. This one's quite interesting. So on Christmas Eve, unmarried Czech women, so people from Czechoslovakia, stand with their back to the door and toss one of their shoes over their shoulder.
Mm.
If it lands with the toe facing the door, it means they'll be married within the year. If it lands with the heel facing the door, they're in for another year of watching Bridget Jones movies. Perhaps it's better than marrying a heel, though. That is intense.
So your fate.
That's one way to ruin Christmas. Especially for a woman who wants to get married. Tossed. And then, bah!
And then, yeah.
That is hectic. I don't know how many shoes. Do they leave the shoe there? Are there, like, shoes lying around in the street?
They probably.
What happens if you throw the shoe and... You know, sometimes you throw something and it just goes.
Yeah.
Maybe the wind picks up, someone catches it and runs.
Hey, as long as the shoe hits the floor.
I thought of something cute. Do you know what would be cute for these Czech women?
Mm.
So this chick is like, I want to get married. And then she goes to her door. Then she takes her shoe and she throws it. And then when she turns around, the guy that wants to propose to her is there on his knee with the shoe facing the door. And he's like, will you marry? Ah, that would be cute.
Ah, that would be nice.
So if there's any man from
Czech.
Yes, Czechoslovakia, you need to do that for someone. Please.
Yeah.
That is like a cool idea.
Just make sure that the shoe
Well, he can catch it and turn it.
Yeah, make sure the shoe faces the door. Because that's important.
Yes, that is very important.
It's important.
But I just feel like that would make someone's Christmas very nice.
Hmm. Okay, this one is bizarre. In India.
Mm-hmm.
In India, only about 2.3% of the population are Christians. But because of the large population they have, we're talking about 25 million people here of... But because of the large population they have, we're talking about 25 million people here. That's a lot.
Although I think that stat is incorrect because there's the persecuted church within India, which obviously wouldn't be included. So I actually think that figure is more.
So there's more than 25
million, yeah.
That's still a lot.
You're right,
it is a
lot.
Of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Christians here celebrate Christmas with midnight mass and gift giving like the rest of the world.
Right.
But with the essence of fir trees or pine trees to decorate. They're usually made do with banana trees and mango trees instead.
That's clever though.
Oh, sorry. With the absence of fir trees and pine trees to decorate, they made a plan.
With banana trees.
Banana trees.
I've seen banana trees.
I've never seen
we them. Have, so in South Africa, there's a province. That's KwaZulu-Natal, and in that province, there are a lot of banana trees.
Yeah.
You drive past, you just see bananas everywhere. So, but mango I've never seen, I must be honest.
No, mango is in Limpopo. So we have another province in Limpopo where it's just mangoes and apples.
Oh, serious?
Everywhere, yeah.
That's cool.
That's
in India, they decorate banana trees.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta use what you gotta have.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
can't just
plan.
Be, right?
It can't be not... Decorating.
I know, right?
You have a plain tree. Okay.
Although, Tabo, be honest, do you actually put up a tree at Christmas time?
I do not put up
a tree. We used to, right?
Yeah.
But we have this huge Christmas tree. It's got three parts to it.
Ooh.
So you have to, the one part is the bottom, obviously. It's the base with the bottom part of the tree. Then we have the middle, and then we have a small little piece for the top. But that thing, to get it out and set it up, is a mission and a half. So what we did the one year was we just took the top piece.
Ah.
And then we got it to stand in up like a pot.
Yeah.
And then we decorated it nicely. Yeah. And then the other year, we just put up Christmas stockings. Now this year, we decided to decorate sparingly.
So wisely.
Yes.
And sufficiently.
Yes, so that we can see it's Christmas. But the one year was nice, though. We put fairy lights up on our window. So when you drove past our house, you could see the lights through the window.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
What I want to try is putting lights on the roof and say a phrase or something with the lights. But yeah.
Who's going to see it?
The people.
Which people?
The people.
All right.
I did not think about that.
No, you didn't.
Never mind, I'll put all some right. lights.
Last weird Christmas tradition. This one's not too weird, but it is sort of weird because it's not something that we do here. Because for us, Christmas lunch, we spend with family. It's like Christmas is a family day. So this is in Japan.
In Japan?
In Japan, they have Kentucky Fried Christmas.
Yeah, KFC.
So literally they have KFC. So just like the Christmas turkey is a must on Christmas for most people, we have had turkey, but we generally do other meats.
Yeah.
Like, we don't necessarily stick to the turkey.
Just do a big thing.
Yes.
With lots and
it's just, there's food, there's family, yes. But the Japanese decided to go with chicken. And the reason is that since the beginning of its marketing marketing campaign four decades ago, KFC has been associated with Christmas in the minds of the Japanese for generations. A generation passed on from parents to child in spite of its commercialized beginnings, more than 240,000 barrels of chicken will be sold during Christmas. To 10 times its normal monthly sales. So in Japan, Christmas equals KFC. That is crazy. So KFC does well
That's
in Japan.
That's good for KFC as well. Though.
Right?
They grow, they know.
So they have how much more. That's crazy. More than 240,000
barrels
of chicken.
So that's like 25 billion pieces. That's huge.
That is a lot of chicken. That is crazy.
Sure.
So if you're ever in Japan for Christmas,
you know what to do.
You know what to do.
You know what to
KFC buy. Is the way to go.
KFC. So you can be free.
Free from what?
Starvation, of course.
Oh, nice save there, Tavo. Nice save. So that is weird, awkward, cringy. Some of them were cringy Christmas traditions. But from the shade, we just want to wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
We hope you have a very blessed time. Go out there, remove all the shade from your life
for
Christmas.
Yeah, just for that period.
Forgive the people you need to forgive.
Yeah.
Give gifts to those that you hate.
Give compliments.
Give compliments.
Give compliments. Make someone's day.
Make someone's day.
Make someone's day.
And have a good Christmas. And this is our second last show for 2020. Yeah.
Historic,
I tell you.
Second last.
So we will be back next week for one last time in 2020. To give you some more shade. We promise not to disappoint.
Yeah. We never do.
No.
Even if we do promise.
You mean even if we don't promise? I like stayed at Tom when he looked at me and he was like, wait, what did I just say? Yes, even if we don't promise, we still deliver.
Yeah. Still do.
We still deliver, yes.
That is who we are.
That is who we are. But before we go, we would just like to let you know that Active FM is still going strong on social media.
Still going strong.
So if you are bored or if you need some inspiration.
If you need some wishing.
If you need some wishing.
You know.
Then go to social media and we shall wish you.
Yes.
And if you want to find us, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, Reddit, and we are on WhatsApp. So go check us out.
We also have a website, www.activefm.co.za. You can also catch us on all our different podcast platforms, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and we're also on Spotify and YouTube.
And YouTube.
We are everywhere.
We are everywhere, yes.
Out there wishing and blessing and making people's days.
We are. And the shading.
Shade. Yes.
So from the shade.
Merry Christmas and
peace out. Let's celebrate.
God chose to demonstrate his love. God chose to demonstrate his love.
Chose to demonstrate his love.
Demonstrate his love.
And send his only son, son.
Preaching up the truth.
Gives love.
God chose to demonstrate his love.
Chose to demonstrate his love.
Demonstrate his
true gift. His only son, son.
Could it be the risk of king wrapped in swaddling clothes of a dead man? Wise men on the scene, gold, frankincense, and myrrh laid out at his feet. Yep, he wrapped up in Black Friday. A dollar, give me this, give me that. And please leave me the receipt so I can take it back. Appreciate the school clothes, could use the shoe though. Cause these ain't quite the J's I want it. It's cool though, I'm well overdue for a lesson in the birth of Christ. What he came here for, who he came here for. Home blind lame. Really ain't about the gifts, really ain't about the tree. More about the souls of all those slain overseas, giving their lives as a gift to let freedom ring in the hearts of the lost. Preaching of the true gift, strung out on the cross. J-E-S-U-S, not Santa Claus.
Celebrate, celebrate, a Savior we celebrate. Holy is his name.
Tripping off the fall, people at the mall. People in the line, steady buying out of merchandise. Why am I tripping though? Nothing wrong with buying things. I am in the same line, about to spend a lot of green. But there is a problem that people need to know. We offend the holy God, I'm about to yell it in the stove. See,
what's upon a time?
But this is not a fairy tale. God created man and we sin, I know it very well. Plus you know it too, look at you, you racked up. Ain't no telling what you do, just to get your stacks up. Get God in his grace, chose to demonstrate his love. And send his only son, Jesus Christ, to shed his blood.
He came down, first he lived a perfect life. Was the perfect sacrifice, you should worship him tonight. He wore the crown.
See, Jesus he invaded, just so you can be related. The season is celebrated cause of him.
God chose to demonstrate his love. God chose to demonstrate his love.
Chose to demonstrate his love.
Demonstrate his love.
And send his only son,
celebrate, celebrate. A Savior we celebrate. Holy is his name.